Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
How excited are you?
Like, mega excited.
Very excited.
Super excited.
We joined 60 young girls and the Philippine women's national hockey team for this episode, recorded on the ice and around the rink. I'm Siege Dantanko Malolos, and you're listening to Go Hard Girls. All this season, we've been talking about finding success on your own terms. This is a different episode because instead of talking to one woman who broke barriers and set new records, we're talking to a number of women who are breaking away from expectations and chasing goals. Every year, the International Ice Hockey Federation organizes the World's Girls Ice Hockey Weekend, where thousands of girls from 30 countries participate in events and try ice hockey for the first time. The National Women's Hockey Team invited Go Hard Girls onto the ice and into the locker room for the event. Some of you listeners might be surprised that we have hockey in the Philippines and that we have a National Women's Hockey Team. What shouldn't surprise you, now that you know, is that our team has competed internationally and made its way onto the podium. Let's start to learn more about them by listening to Kathleen Tan, one of the national team's players. Here, she does an introduction for the Ice Hockey Weekend.
So the goal of this weekend is to recruit girls to play ice hockey. So the challenge here in the Philippines, basically playing a winter sport in a tropical country, is already hard as it is. And traditionally, ice hockey is a male-dominated sport. So it's really hard. You know, when I started playing ice hockey, the first club that I joined in, isa lang yung naglalaro ng girl. And yung mga kasabay ko na boys, parang they're improving a lot na, as in, ang gagaling na, and me, parang, I can't even break. I can't even tie their spouse. So it was really hard. And then I learned na parang, there's a women's team pala. And at that time, wala rin masyado. Parang we're only 10, or maybe sometimes less pa. But it was really nakaka-inspire. Parang okay, at least even though konti lang yung numbers namin playing, there's still a lot. Parang okay, there's women, even though the challenges, may naglalaro pa rin. And now I'm so happy na parang right now we have lots of girls. We're here today. We're more than 60. Our objective is to expand ice hockey's reach, developing fair play, sportsmanship, and teamwork skills.
Like Kathleen said, if you're a girl playing hockey, you're playing a winter sport in a tropical country, and you're playing a male-dominated sport. Despite these challenges, girls find their way to the ice. Here are the stories of how some of them started. We'll start with Kathleen.
Hi guys, my name's Kathleen Tan, or you can call me Kat.
Yeah, how many years have you been playing hockey?
I've been playing since I started when I was 14. So 5 years now.
Five years. How did you discover hockey?
Well, I discovered hockey through the old rink pa. So parang we saw, but it's nasa gitna siya ng food court and this big rink. And then we just started skating. And then eventually we bought our own skates. We go around. And at that time, parang I was the only girl who was skating there. Wala pang girls. And then we dumating sa point na we would stay until night, until gabi. And then we would see that there's hockey pala. There's hockey players. So, and then, ayun, I saw na there's women's team. I learned na parang, okay, so this is cool. Yeah. This is amazing. Then yeah, we tried.
Do you think that as a tropical country, it's hard?
It is.
It's hard to get into ice sports here. Talagang you have to find a way to get yourself to the venue. It's tough. It's not like basketball where every corner you can have a hoop. Mm-hmm. How do you continue to find motivation to overcome the challenges?
I think mostly it's, honestly, it's the girls that I play with. I'm really happy with my teammates right now. Actually, I live 2 hours away from MOA. So when I trail, I really drive. I go all through this hassle just to play. But then when I'm on the ice, parang wala yung problem. At the end of the day, you just want to play. You want to have fun. You want to improve. And I guess parang right now, what makes me like want to play pa is the improvement, the progress. Na, oh my God, there's so much girls. There's kids. Yung kino-coach ko before na kid is now my teammate. You know, like, it's so fun.
Yeah.
And there's progress. Definitely progress. And I'm happy to be able to witness it.
And we're so happy to be part of this with you. We're so excited to make this episode. So thanks for having us.
The girl Kath was coaching, who's now her teammate.
Hi, I'm Kim. I'm 14. And I won the SEA Club Award, the best young athlete in the Philippines. I've been playing ice hockey since I was 3 years old. And my brother inspired me to play ice hockey. And I would encourage more people to play ice hockey because it's a really great sport. I got inspired from my brother, Henrik C. I like geared up. I was a figure skater at first. I was so interested. So I geared up myself and then my mom was shocked. It makes me feel happy. It makes me happy that I'm here now.
When it comes to your dreams for the sport, what do you want to accomplish in the next few years?
To play like with the women's team.
What's the big dream? For example, earlier, Kat was saying that sana we have a SEA Games gold medal for the women's team. Or sana we get to play internationally really often. What's, when you think of the ideal, you know, for
I
you?
I like we can go play in other countries and win gold too.
Kim mentions her brother, Kenrick C, who also plays for the national men's team. We'll hear from him later. But for now, you'll hear how much of a family affair hockey is for them.
I'm Jennifer Winky Kwasi, mommy of Kimberly and Kerrick C. And before I play with the women's team for 3 years, I just try to have some experience for my kid, go with them. And once you try it, you can let it go. I want to show her because I skate. Just let us skate. Because I want to go with my kid always. Akala nila, ako yung sumali, kaya siya yung sasali. Siya. I want to feel it. Okay. I want to feel how hard it is. Yung ano ko every time palabas niya, parang galit. Or you can't talk to him. Because they can't breathe. Pero after that, kapag change up na sila, normal kid again.
What was the hardest thing? Ano pinakamahirap?
Pinakamahirap? You need to bomb the people. You need to bomb her. My gosh. Bouncy siya. Bomb.
Kaya ba kayong natatapat sa isa't isa kasi same position?
Yeah. Try and defend. Ako yung forward. Pero same spot.
Ilyana finds her way to hockey through something you might have watched too.
Hi, I'm Ilyana Vinci Jimenez. I play center forward for the Philippine ice hockey national team.
How long have you been playing hockey?
Almost 10 years.
How did you discover it?
I watched the Mighty Ducks movie. That's why I was interested.
And so from watching the movie, where did you first get to try it?
From the old ice rink of Hall of Asia. And then I tried to, at first I was a figure skater. Then I switched to hockey. Then I went to tryouts on the team Cougars.
What do you like most about hockey? And why did you end up sticking with hockey instead of figure skating?
Mostly because of the game itself, and I like being in contact, and also the crowd and the people environment.
Luciana, like a number of the girls, finds her way to the rink through figure skating, and then switches to hockey.
Hi, I'm Luciana Bisson. I am 14 years old, and I play left or right wing in the National Hockey League. I discovered figure skating, and I fell in love with that sport until I became a little parang boyish type, and I really fell in love with hockey then because I saw Kim, my friend, playing, and my dad. I was like saying, oh, this is a very fun sport since my puck and like you have like goals to do So I really enjoyed, and when I tried in LTP, it was very amazing, and it was a very great challenge, and it was very adventurous as well.
How important are days like this, also programs like LTP, to get the
Horn Girls? It's very important because, like, there's so many people that you get to teach, and they get to spread the word to many different other people.
What we can see from these stories is that they found different ways onto the ice. But once they were there, they wanted to stay and worked hard to get onto the team. And it was days like this where they got to share their passion with more young girls who might take to the ice too. From being the only girl on the ice or being the only girl on a team, the women we talked to have aspired for more. They've recruited and trained, and they've built an entire community around them. Here's Luciana again, who shares her experience.
Once upon a time, Kat was your coach.
Yes.
Now you're teammates, and today you're coaching.
Yeah. It's a very beautiful experience because just seeing those moments and going back to those moments before and seeing all the pictures and memories, it's very happy and amazing. Seeing that I dream of being a hockey player, and I was watching hockey players then, now I am. Very happy, very happy.
And you get to spark the dream for another young girl who is gonna look up to you and say, I want to be like Ate.
Part of why it has been hard for Filipina girls to find their way to hockey is that in a tropical country, ice sports are an outlier, a hipster pick, if you will. So it's taken a while for the sport to get organized. Back in the early 2000s, what we had was an unofficial national team made up of chosen players from different clubs. In 2016, our local federation finally became affiliated with the International Ice Hockey Federation and joined the Philippine Olympic Committee. 2017 was the breakthrough year for hockey. In February, our official men's national team made their debut at the Asian Winter Games, winning bronze in their division. And in March, the women's team debuted in the Challenge Cup of Asia. That same year, the SEA Games held ice sports for the first time. And while there was no women's division, our men's team won gold. In 2018, the women's national team had its first podium finish at that year's Challenge Cup of Asia.
We bagged third, actually. But then, I think it was my first national game. It was the first time that I played as a national team. It was a learning experience because I didn't get to play a lot. So I wasn't parang thinking at that time, okay, I'm not ready. But then after that game, I really said to myself, okay, my goal is after a year, next year, I need to be online one or to be playing with the girls who are really good. So at that time, the people or the players who I look up to, Daniel Imperial, Bianca Cuevas, Kayla, all of them, and yan, with hard work naman and everything, the next game, 2019, when we bagged the goal, we really grew, like, each one of us, parang, we're more comfortable with each other. We have this goal, we would work out a lot, we would go eat Korean barbecue a lot. So it was fun, and yeah.
The 2019 Division 1 gold medal in the Women's Challenge Cup of Asia remains the team's best finish so far. They haven't had the chance to prove themselves in the Southeast Asian Games because, again, the SEA Games haven't included hockey since 2019. And even then, it was only for the men's division.
We really hope na sana dumating yung time na makapag-SEA Games rin kami.
Yeah. And seeing all the girls here today.
Oh my God, yeah. I'm so happy as in. I feel like we've come so far. When I started playing, the club na sinalihan ko, parang there was only one girl who was playing. So there's really, wala akong figure na you look up to. And it was hard kasi parang all of the boys, ang bilis nilang gumaling. And then me, I couldn't even stop. So it was hard. And then even when I met I knew na, there's a women's team pala. It was hard kasi parang ilan lang kami na, less than 10 lang. Parang if you really wanna play hockey, you have to really want. So it was hard. So coming from that, and now na parang, we have 60 players, we have so much kids, we have, you know, like, we have all the support, this interview, sponsors. And wow, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. And seeing also, like, the young girls, parang, they would come up to me ask for advice. I'm like, oh my God, that's me. That's me. Like, what, 5 years ago, 3 years ago. So, nakakatawa. Yeah, so happy. There's one student, si Orshana. So, I used to coach her. Parang she was, ano lang, 10, 12 years old or younger pa. And now, she's my teammate and she's gonna coach na rin. So, parang, like, we've come so far. Come so far.
And sometimes, players just find joy in some things other people might not think are fun or might even think is painful. Here I am getting ready to skate with Kathleen and Idria Ham, another national team member who invited me to this event and helped me find skates.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What does it feel like when you bump into people?
For me, it's
relieving.
What?
Relieving.
Like bumping people. I love it.
Pampaalis ba ng stress? I feel like a lot of people parang thinks na, it hurts, ganyan.
Uh-oh.
But in reality,
not more.
Yung unang-una
ko,
the first thing na he taught me was, okay, just run and fall. Because you have your gear, so you don't have to worry about getting hurt. Just fall and your gear's gone, kumbaga. So parang hitting people, fall naman, it doesn't hurt talaga. You have to trust.
Watching 60 girls on the ice discovering the joys of the sport was inspiring. Having a chance to reflect on the team's accomplishments with them added even more inspiration. But they also couldn't help but share the challenges they continue to face as they try and build the sport up. Let's hear more about this from Idria.
Hi, I'm Idria. I've been playing hockey for... not sure. I started when I was in... first year high school. So it's been a long time. I'm 25 now. I play for the national women. I actually started with figure skating. It's just not for me. I don't do well solo. I'm more of a team player and I love contact sport. I also played basketball in high school before I ventured into hockey. So yeah, people are surprised that there's women's hockey as well. In general, even ice hockey, a lot of people don't know that we exist yet. But yeah, slowly, we're getting there.
Idria was part of the very first national team back in 2017, and she's still playing today. Over the years, she's become a leader as well, using her career background in marketing to secure event sponsorships for girls' events.
Awesome. So... you're also working on these partnerships and, you know, creating programs for young girls to get them into hockey. Why is it important for you personally to be organizing these kinds of programs?
Well, to be honest, ice hockey is a male-dominated sport. And actually, even other, let's say, older people, when girls are playing hockey, they're like, "That's not for you." But, you know, we proved them wrong. It's important for girls to know that they can also play a male-dominated sport. We're not trying to compete with men. We're not saying that we're better. Well, there are women that are better in skills, but we're just saying that in general, we can play a rough sport as well.
Another interesting story comes from Camille. She had been a member of the national team, but stopped playing so she could focus on her studies. After 12 years away from the game, she returned in 2022.
Hi, I'm Pamil Cobillo and I'm 27 years old and my position is defense.
Nung time na yun na ikaw lang yung girl sa team, puro boys, gano'ng kahirap yun?
Okay lang naman sa akin kasi mas na-challenge ako kasi kasama ko yung mga boys and mas masaya ako para mas ma-improve pa ako kasi iba kasi yung lakas ng babae sa lalaki, diba? Pagdating sa sports. Kaya yun.
Ano sa tingin mo yung ano yung advantage ng mga babae in hockey? Like, why are women good for hockey?
Malakas ang loob ng mga babae eh, for me. Very young.
Lastly, we'll hear from Michaela.
Okay. Hi, I'm Michaela Pegira. I'm 14 years old and I play forward for the Philippines.
What are the challenges for women's hockey right now?
We are a very small number here in the Philippines. So it's hard to get support, I guess. And we don't have much representation when going to different countries.
In terms of access to international competitions, you know, for example, hockey only got added to the SEA Games in 2017, and even then, SEA Games hosts can choose not to include hockey if they don't want to include it in that year's competition. So how hard it is to find opportunities to compete?
Well, I mean, before, we got zero opportunities. PSC, I don't think, recognized it so much because we're a tropic country, so it's very hard to introduce winter sports to everybody. And I remember when the men's competed, the comment section congratulating them was full of people saying, oh my gosh, we have hockey in the Philippines. So it's a very new sport. Not many people know about it.
Yeah.
So getting opportunities to compete abroad is really difficult.
And like you said, an athlete in a tropical country, an ice athlete in a tropical country, that's not easy, right? That's not easy. You have to seek out opportunities to train.
I guess being part of the national team, there's already this commitment. So I have to keep coming back. I love representing the Philippines. I want this sport to grow. So that's why I'm always here. Yeah.
That's wonderful. What's your advice to a little girl trying to get into hockey?
Never give up. I know it's an aggressive sport. You'll fall a lot, but it's important to always get back up. And if you need support, we have your team, you have your coaches, you have your friends. So
we promised we would hear from the C family one more time. Here's Kenrick, Kim's brother who inspired her to play hockey. He volunteered to help at the girls' event alongside other members of the men's team.
Hi, I'm Kenrick C. I'm 18 years old and I play center in the national.
How long have you been playing hockey?
For 15 years. Yeah, I started when I was 2 years old.
Hi, Ken. Nice to meet you. So, your little sister is doing so well.
I'm proud of her.
Yes. So, sabi niya, you were a big influence to her in getting into the sport. Having seen her growth and the growth of the national women's team, what makes you proud?
I love seeing that, like, Philippines, like, especially women's hockey growing more. And I hope it goes.
We have 60 girls
coming
out. Why is it important for guys like you to be helping out? Because we saw you helping out.
We can, like influence them more, and then hopefully around the Philippines they get to see this where we have a women's team and they can participate and join us.
It's not just girls, it's also having allies like Kenrick who inspire and support Go Hard Girls. We should all be cheering the team and all these girls who took to the ice for the first time as they explore what they're capable of. Idria sums up what success looks like for them.
Success means being able to bring everyone together up there for the women's team to be part of the major events as well. Not just the local ones, or I see our women's team going for Olympics, going for gold. Just practice and time.
Again, I'm Siege Tantengo Malolo's Puma Podcast. This episode was hosted by me. It was produced by Carl Javier. Editing the episode and joining me on the ice was Joe Salcedo. What was your favorite part of the episode? Share your favorite quotes on social media and don't forget to tag us at @_GoHardGirls on Twitter and Instagram and GoHardGirlsPH on TikTok and Facebook. You can also tag me at Siege the Day. That's C-E-E-J the Day. See you next time. If you're still here, I think I have something special that you might be interested in. We now have a Go Hard Girls community on Telegram. You can get sneak peeks, updates, and more importantly, connect with other Go Hard Girls. DM us on IG so we can send you a link to join.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.